The Gemara Daf Chafei Amud Aleph brings down a brisa that when Moshe Rabbeinu was meshbir klal yisrael bar v'smay to keep the Torah. It says v'chem etzinu Moshe Rabbeinu kishishbir yisrael bar v'smay bar milam have a yoidim shal daitchem neshbir eschem el al daitiv adas amakim. I'm not being meshbir you on your das but on my das and das amakim. The Gemara brings it down to be mevarah then and being meshbir al das of somebody else. But al kapanim we see this musik the Moshe Rabbeinu was meshbir klal yisrael to keep the Torah. And Tysus asks a paltik akasha, and this Tysus is found in Shavuos and Daf Chav Tes in the same sugya. Fact Tysus akasha, what's the purpose of making a shua to keep the Torah? Miman of Shach. If Moshe Rabbeinu is afraid they're not going to keep the Torah, then why would they keep the shua? The shua is part of the Torah. You only have to keep a shua because of Bal Yachal. So if you don't care about the Torah, you're not going to care about Bal Yachal. You're not going to care about the shua. And if they will keep the shua because they care about the Torah, then they don't need a shua to keep the Torah. They're going to keep it anyway. So lechar, it doesn't make sense to be mashbiya something to keep the Torah. Either going to keep it anyways, and if you're not going to keep it, what's the shua going to help? Because the shua is not there is no chashivas to a shua if you're not makabel the Torah, because the whole kach of a shua is based on the dinim of bayachal that are mechayiv you to keep it. As I fact, Tysus and Tysus wife Sherry doesn't give a teretz of this kasha. And I was thinking that you could answer this teretz al pi gavaliki aside from a futner. That's an aside is very similar to aside from the Amni Nezer that we mentioned earlier, but a futner brings it out a little bit differently. The fun is in the Pachad Yitzchak on Rosh Hashanah and Maimer Tesvav. So he brings down over there that you find, Rabbi Yehuda says, that by Chachmei Yisrael, we find that the Indian of Gnevis Das is more Chomer than the Indian of Gezela. To be Gnevis of the Das of a person, in a sense, is more Chomer than Gezela. And the Raya is because when it comes to Gezel, there's a whole many sugyas about Gezel Akim as a Mutter, as a Aser. But yet when it comes to Gnevis Das, everyone is Maskim, that Gnevis Das applies to Akim as well. So we see in a certain sense, Gnevis Das is more Chomer than Gezela itself. So what's the Pshat in that? So it's like the Rabbi Yehuda, he says a line over there, that the reason is because kia emes him yisaydei hanefesh. The meat of emes goes into the yisaydis of the nefesh of a human being. And Rav Huttner is mayach over there to be masver that the inyan of emes, meaning when you give your word to someone, they're going to do something, or you say something, you'll be deceiving him. That is not just stam and aver like any other aver. That goes into the whole metzias and the atmias of what a human being is. A human being is a person who is based on the midas emes, and you're not willing to deceive someone, you're not willing to mislead someone, and if you give your word, you're going to keep it. That is the metzius of an Adam. And the male is Akta Funder, that's the teretz of the kasha that we find many shvuas that people did that luchar are not binding, like all the shvuas of the Aves. We mentioned the kasha of the Mishnah Melech. What was the purpose of all the shvuas of the Aves? Luchar, if you, to be formed on Torah, there's no bayachal, there's nothing to be mechayvi to keep your shvuah. And we find Rishonim say that a shvuah b'chsav, even though it's not a real shvuah, but yet it is binding him to a certain degree. So what's the pshat in all these shvuas that people make, even though al-pi dinei Torah, they're not really doing anything? So Zakta Funder, it's because of this word that the emes is miyaseidei hanefesh. When a person gives his word and he says, I will do kach v'kach, I will do this for you, I won't do this, even without the dinim of the Torah v'yachol, the atzmius ha'adam is mechayiv that he has to keep his word, because or else there's something lacking in his whole metzias of having this emes miyaseidei hanefesh. And if you that could be the beer in the Teretz of Tysus' Kasha. What does the Shavua help if they're not going to keep the Torah? They're not going to keep the Shavua. The Teretz says that even if they don't keep the Torah, they're not willing yet to be mekabel the Torah to keep all the mitzvahs and the lav, and they're not on the Madrega yet. But if they promise, they say, we will keep the Torah, they gave their word, that goes into already, it's a whole different Madrega. That goes into the Emes, which is Miseida Nefesh. Once the word is given, that's something that Moshe Rabbeinu knew that they're not going to be Ivran, and that was the special chashivas and tkifas of the shvua hagam that the Torah itself, they weren't makabel. And so that luchai would answer the Tysus kasha. Rav Huttner himself seems to be masver that even Tysus could be masking to Zusayt and still have a kasha, so he goes with a little bit different mahalach, but al kapanim al pi pashtus, that could be a tenet to Tysus kasha. Then once you give your word, that's a different madrega of his chayvis, even without the dina atayra, and that was the purpose of this shvua that Moshe Rabbeinu was mashbiya klal Yisrael.